Okay, so I've just reset the system so we can have it separate. We have two people. So do feel free. The recording will be split in two for you so that you've got the eye and ear transmission. You know, feel free. I highly recommend you downloading it to your mobile devices. And whenever you're feeling too much ringing in your ears or you're feeling your eyes are becoming oversensitive or burning a lot, then do play with it. It will also, what James also did is he also opened up the energy pathway so that there is more nourishment coming into the eyes. For some people, you know, if some of the energy pathways have been blocked for a long time, for the next couple of days or maybe next couple of hours, you may feel a little bit of like pins and needles or tingling, and that's okay, all right? So don't worry about that. Just letting you know in case that happens to anybody. Okay, so let's go. And we have, first we're going to work with Daisy and then Wilma. So Daisy, now Wilma, I don't see you. So Daisy, I'm going to go open your line first. And Wilma, if you can please hit *2 to raise your hand so I can see where you're at so that then I can open up your line after, okay? And Daisy was asking for assistance tonight with hormonal imbalance. And actually, it's a good. Well, actually, we'll do one. We'll do another call on thyroid and hormones. So Daisy, honey, hold on. I am going to go open your line. 1 second. Hey, Daisy.
Hi, Antonia. Hello, James.
How are you, sweet? How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How did you feel after the energy transmission?
I noticed that in my left ear, I felt a little bit of clogging and just a lot of activity happening on the left side of my ear. Interesting.
Good. Okay. So you were asking for assistance with hormones, right?
Yes, that's correct. Probably for about a little over 10 years now, I've noticed that my body tends to show a little bit more hair in areas that are not typical for women. And so I thought it was hormonal imbalances. I got blood work done a couple of years ago, and nothing came back remarkable. I also did laser hair removal, and that wasn't successful either. So I'm curious to see if possibly energetically there's something going on that we can focus on.
Okay. So then just sit back and relax.
Okay.
Did it happen about 10 years ago?
That's when I started to notice it, yeah.
Did you bump your head?
Not that I can remember. I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
I did, in 98, I did have, where I was wrestling and I fell down the wrong way where I landed incorrectly and my collarbone was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a couple years before that I began to notice.
Okay. Okay, well, I did. I just reset some of your switches, your hypothalamus, and reset some of your nerve system. But I'm not sure whether that will fix your problem yet.
Okay.
Okay.
How about the thyroid, James?
Pardon?
How about a thyroid?
Your thyroid is okay.
Okay. Okay. Any more questions, Daisy?
Is there anything that I need to do or I should do to follow up or?
Okay. Yeah, Kara.
Sorry, go ahead, James.
No, because I don't know. All I see is at the top of the hypothalamus, there was a little bit foggy there. So all I did is I just cleared her up
mm-hmm.
because it may affect the nerve system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know whether that will fix the problem or not.
Well, what you can do is what you can also do is, you know how we did a couple of months back, we did the hypothalamus reset session?
Uh-huh.
What you can do is you can find online a picture of a healthy hypothalamus that you like. Or if not, you know, just let me know and I can email you one that I have. And then you can work on it yourself. So James has cleared it for you.
Okay.
But you can also when you touch something with your hands, you leave your DNA signature on it. So print that picture, and this actually works for anybody else that's listening that has hypothalamus issues. Print the picture of the hypothalamus, and then run your hand over that paper, because that way then you're leaving your DNA imprints, kind of like you're signing your energetic signature on it. and then over the thyroid, just, you know, work on it. And what James usually has us do is just start gently tapping on your hypothalamus, and do that until you can feel the tapping inside your hypothalamus. So if you tap on the image on the paper, just do it to, usually I say start at a slower beat, so that until you can kind of feel that tapping or pulsing inside of you. And then when you do that, tell it to reset.
Okay.
Okay. So try that now, because it's because it's a hair issue. We only know in a matter, you know, that kind of plays out in time, right?
Right.
Right. But yeah, keep trying that, and then let us know how you're doing.
I will do. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks for being on tonight. Okay. 1 second now. Okay. So now I'm going to open up the line for Wilma. So 1 second, please. Hey, Wilma.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to try that trick with my eyes and see if that helps.
Good. Good. Now, we just did that. Now, you wanted to continue assistance with your eyes.
Yeah, and here's something interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's something interesting that happened on the weekend. I think the last time James worked on my eyes, he said he saw something interesting. He didn't tell me what it was that was interesting, but he said about trying to pull the blue, like the imprint,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't able to do it, and he wasn't able to do it. And so since that call, I've been every once in a while trying to consciously focus on trying to see what I can do energetically, because I know my eyesight went from 20/20 overnight to needing glasses. So it's something that I've done. On the weekend, I started to meditate, and I thought, I'm going to focus on trying to clear my vision. And it was the most interesting thing. So I don't know if it ties in with what James was seeing and didn't tell me. But instead of, when I had my eyes closed, instead of looking out and seeing where my eyes would be, like inside my head, I saw two, like in front of each eye, instead of seeing my eye, I could see a black blob, like an orb, but a black blob covering each eye. And since then, I don't know if this is related or not, but I've been very aware since that happened that the right side of my face, like, it's been moving from my upper jaw to my lower jaw, that I have like an intense pain, and then I will focus on releasing it and the pain will go away, but then will come back, and it just seems to be seesawing from, but I don't know if that's related to whatever I did when I saw the black blobs.
Can you describe the black dot?
It's like instead of where my eyes would be, it's like I'm looking at, like, in, like from inside my head, not from outside, but from, so it's like from the perception of me being in my head when I'm meditating, instead of looking forward and seeing where my eyes would be, there was a big black blob, like an orb, but
mm-hmm.
just like jet black orbs instead of, the rest of inside my head was, I know this sounds crazy, the rest of inside my head was like, it probably, you know, it's just like a background, but I was very aware of where I should be seeing my eyes. Instead of seeing my eyes, I was seeing two black blobs.
On both eyes or just one eye?
One on each eye, one over each eye.
One over each eye.
So instead of my eye, like instead of seeing that that's my eyeball, it was like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How big is that black spot?
It would have been, each of them would have been bigger than my entire eye area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so here's what it would be like. So if you were looking at, let's say, you know how sometimes you see pictures of aliens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the alien head. It would be like my eyes were like that, two big, oversized
okay.
blobs instead
okay.
of my eyes.
Yeah.
And so it's like I know that energetically this is something that I can clear. Like ultimately I want to have my 20/20 vision back and not have to wear glasses anymore. So I know that energetically this is something that I can clear because I've created it. But I don't know what it is that I don't know how I managed to create it in order to uncreate it, if that makes sense. So when you mentioned about the blue line and the imprint and like being able to pull the imprint, I keep asking, I think this seeing the two blob things is probably a step forward from where I was, but I still don't know. Anyway, I'll stop talking now. So
no, that's okay. Keep talking.
It's just like I feel that it's a step forward, but
Did you manage to pull that the blue imprint?
When I pull the blue imprint, like when I ask, like when I pull, I felt like I had pulled it. Like I felt like I had released it.
Yeah, because I look at your picture now.
Mm-hmm. So I felt like I've released it, but I'm not seeing any better.
Okay. Did you take any medication?
No.
Are you taking any?
The only thing that I take right now is tissue salts. No medication. I don't take medication at all. Nothing.
No supplement. Nothing.
No. Just tissue salts. You know, like
So, Wilma, can you do me a favor? Do you have the tissue salts handy?
No, I don't.
Okay. Which ones
are
you
wait.
On?
Oh, let me just run out. Okay, it's, you know, the Schuessler, S-H-U-E-S? Yeah, it's the 12. It's the 12 with the combination of all 12.
Okay, can
okay.
you go get it?
Let me say what I was suspecting.
Okay.
I got a feeling. Your eyesight was causing that change is because of some chemical.
Okay.
And that's why I was asking, are you taking any medication or any supplement?
No, and I've only recently started taking the tissue salts like this. I just started taking them this past month.
Okay. Then we Yeah, because I can send some chemical from your photo.
Okay.
So that's why
I asked the question.
Yeah. That's why I was asking. That's why I was asking you, can you go get the salts?
Hold on just one sec.
Just what I picked up, but if she didn't take those.
No, she is taking it. She's been taking it for a month. I think last time we helped her, she wasn't on them yet.
Okay, but this is strange.
I have them in my hand. I have a strange question for you. That picture is about, I think, a year and a half old. And at that time, I wouldn't have been taking any supplements at all, but you would be picking it up from the picture and my energy now, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I have them in front of me. What is it that you need, Antonia?
Do you know how to muscle test yourself? Can you hold them
yes.
in your left hand? Okay, so
okay.
stand up.
Okay.
So just do like the swaying test. So stand up in your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it in your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now ask yourself. Ask yourself to ask your body if there are any, if it's causing any chemical reaction in your body that's interfering with your eyes.
Okay. Is this product causing any chemical reaction in my body that's interfering with my eyes? I'm going backwards.
Okay. Can you first let go of the tissue salts and first get your yes and first get your no?
Okay. But my yes is yes forward and my no
forward.
Is backwards.
Okay. So yeah, backwards?
Yeah, no is backwards for me.
Okay, so now test when you take them,
mm-hmm.
how do your eyes feel? Ask your body, how do my eyes feel?
Should I still hold them back again? Because you told me to put them out of my hand.
Hold
take
it in your
them
left
back.
Hand.
Okay.
So hold it in your
All
left
right.
hand.
Okay. And I'm asking, when I take this product, how do my eyes feel?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going forward.
James, each time I test for her, I go backwards.
Yeah.
Well, I know my yes is forward. Like if
right.
I look, like I'll put it down now and I'll say, body show me yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I go forward.
Yes.
And
yeah.
if I go body show me no,
yep.
I go back.
I got that.
Do you know what's very interesting about what you're saying about the chemicals is around the time that picture was taken, whenever I've been sick, I use homeopathic remedies. This is my entire life. Homeopathic or herbs or minerals or something. I don't go, like, even if something is prescribed to me, like, say, if I went to my doctor, I haven't been to a doctor in a while, but if I went to my doctor, my doctor would prescribe something, I would not take it. I would go research what is, what would be the natural equivalency of that, and that's what that's what I've done my entire life. But and I've never even smoked marijuana. Like I've always had a feeling that I need to be in control of my body. I don't know why I'm shaking while I'm talking. But the last time that I was at the airport, I got pulled aside for those random things. Like, you know, when they do the random checks, and there was another lady in the airport that looked similar to me, and she'd been, so I think that day where they were supposed to pull aside people that looked like this particular hair color and eye color and whatever. And both of us tested for chemicals. And I've never, ever, like I never touch chemicals. So I'm wondering if it's possible that my body is producing chemicals that it shouldn't be.
I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I don't need to pick that up.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. But other than these tissue salts, that's the only thing that I take.
The blue implants is also gone, disappeared.
Sorry?
You don't have the implant anymore.
Yeah.
But I still don't see. And I thought when that, see, and I felt when I pulled the, like when you told me about it, you said keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept asking the question. And then one day I asked the question, and it felt like I felt like I had pulled it and it was released, but I'm still not, my vision hasn't changed any. So I thought I must have mistaken that.
But that imprint doesn't have to do with your vision. It has to do It has to do with seeing more on an energetic and spiritual level.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean it has to do with your physical eyes.
Oh, okay. So I misunderstood, because I thought once that that imprint gets pulled, I should be able to regain restore my eyesight. So theoretically, while Antonio was talking to the lady before me about the thyroid or the hormones or whatever, theoretically, if I have a picture of myself and I hold my hand over my eyes and on the picture and then touch my actual eyes and say reset, if I try to do that, do you think that will be effective? There's something in me that's blocking that. So there's part of me that wants to see, and there's a part of me that's blocking, and I don't know how to stop the part that's blocking me from blocking me. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What I was referring to is what James teaches, and it's called transpose. And that's when you want to work on something in yourself, and then you print a picture of that healthy organ or that healthy body part, and you would work on that paper as if it was you.
Okay.
Right? And then what you're doing is you're telling that body part to restore or reset.
Okay.
So you can do that with your eyes. I don't see anything out more now, James. So, what do you see?
No, I couldn't see any blockages right here.
Mhm.
Not from the photo.
Right. Now, in terms of that, the chemical that James is talking about, and then considering the story that you said, maybe do some research into the foods that you eat. And what I'm saying is that. It could be releasing a different chemical in your body, right? So, and probably I would search online. So, like, say, for example, when they found chemical substance in your body, was that like TH? Like what substance were they saying that they were finding in your body?
Oh, at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was for making bombs. Seriously.
So fluoride?
Seriously. Oh, so you think maybe fluoride?
Well, that fluoride.
And that's
is
why
fluoride.
I start. But that's why I started taking these, because fluoride. I read the tissue salt is good for your skin. So if you're, so that's actually why I started using this supplement. And then I figured the 12 would be better.
Because what I was saying is if you found out what chemical it was, I mean fluoride is used in the atom bomb. That's what the atom bomb was mostly fluoride. People don't realize that, but it has no place being in your water or in your body, number one. Number two is sometimes find out, maybe do a search and see what foods. Because when foods break down, they break down into different chemical components, right?
Okay.
And everybody breaks it down differently. So maybe research, and I haven't done this. Just remember somebody having a specific high index of something, and they liked having poppy seeds, right? And it's coming out as something else in the body. So just to try. Whatever the chemical, whatever the component they said that they were finding in high dosages in your body, try doing a Google search and see if you can find out, so let's say it's fluoride, for example, just using that as an example. I'm not saying that that's what it is, but do a search that, which foods break down in the body creating a fluoride-like substance.
Okay.
Or a fluoride-like reaction or something, try those kind of words and see what comes up. be curious to see if there's maybe something you're having regularly in your diet that your body is breaking down a certain way, possibly. Because I don't think, James, the last time you worked with her, which was last month, I don't think you noticed any other chemicals being there, right?
Mm.
He didn't say anything about chemicals, no, not last month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So try that. Anything else you see in her, James?
No, I still try to figure out what happened there.
Right. But, Loma, you're in the Ottawa area, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, James is going to be up in Ottawa. He's teaching the weekends in May.
Okay.
So if you go to
That's not teaching in May.
No?
That's the retreat.
That's right, the retreat's in May. So you're teaching there in, what, June, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's right. So if you go to jamesfu.ca, the front page of the site, it's not in the calendar section yet, but in the front page of the site lists all the up-and-coming events for the next while. So you'll see that there's about halfway down, there's Ottawa Qigong June and July events. If you click on that, there's all the details there about James teaching and doing the workshops in Ottawa and all the details.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably it would be good to kind of go meet up with James at one of those places.
Okay.
All right?
Well, definitely next time he's in town, I'll meet up with him.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Take care, everybody. Okay, so that's it for tonight. And so thank you, everybody, for being here together. And just keep an eyes out to the emails, and we'll let you know when the next monthly session is with Sifu James Fu. And other than that, I want to say thank you, James, for being part of tonight.
Okay.
And thank everybody for being here. So one more time, namaste, good evening, and we'll meet again soon. Sending you lots of love. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, good night.